title of this particular message for this morning, brethren, is God will not change his way. In Genesis, chapter 6, verse 3, we will read where it says, "And the Lord said, My spirit, says God, my spirit shall not strive or struggle with man forever. For he, man, is indeed flesh." God realizes that his purpose for creating man with this free will, that particular purpose would not change. He would, through his own son, accomplish what he, the Father, or God in general, had supposed or proposed long ago that would be accomplished so long ago since the foundation of the world. It would happen. But what is that purpose? God also says that his counsel shall stand. I will accomplish all my good pleasure. My purpose for creating man, brethren, will be established. My word that goes from my mouth, says God, will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I please, what he wants. We read that and we seem to know that God knew he had created man far, very far from perfect, in form and in thought. But he also knew that man would be able, brethren, to learn how to become as God is, in form and in the thought, all within God's time frame, God's time frame. For if this flesh would simply learn to how to obey God, to learn how to change their hearts, man must be free to choose this way or not. He has a choice. And that is in the past, now, and even in the kingdom. Man will always have a choice to obey God or not. I wondered at one time, could it all have been different in that Garden of Eden long ago? I mean, after all, God had taken what I would consider quality time to teach and to guide Adam and Eve in the way that they should choose to go or to think. God taught them, of course, who he was. I'm your creator. I made you. And I'm also your father. Explaining what all that meant. Why my thoughts and my ways are not your ways. They're different. For you to be happy, Adam and Eve, and to live forever, as I do, you will have to decide over time to obey me. You will have to learn to think and to reason as I, your God, as I do. Then in his time, in God's time, he would transform them, brethren, from the flesh and blood state of being that could die into a dimension of spirit and immortal existence as they begin to understand what he meant. And because God is no respecter of people, brethren, he will give all people their opportunity for the same thing he would give Adam and Eve, eventual eternal life. But God knew that for the moment, their eyes and their mind could only see and understand just a little of what their father was teaching them. Yet it was enough. It was enough for them to understand what God was wanting them to learn. Just as God gives each one of us just enough information. Just enough information, or down payment, if you would, that we need to learn how to grow in our thoughts, to think and to reason as He does. But that involves seeking God while He may be found. And He was there for them. But we have to seek God the same way, while He is available, while He is there. And to choose to let God help them obey Him or not. Either way, for God will not change His way. God teaches us. He taught them to lean not to their own understanding. They had understanding, the ability to understand, but it still was free will. But lean not to your own understanding, Adam, Eve. And in time, I will transform you, change you into a dimension without end, which means without end for you also. But you must choose. Let nothing that may come along in your world, as this Garden of Eve for the moment is your world, or for us in our world, let nothing for the moment come along to distract you or your thoughts from what I teach you, from what you will be able to absorb in your mind now. For I know as your God what is best for you. There is no one else. There's no other way to live but by what I say to do. For brethren, God will not change His way. I know the thoughts I think to you, that of peace and happiness, not evil. I want to give you a vision, a hope, and a future, as I said, will be without end. Brethren, somewhere between Genesis 2 and Genesis 3, God left them physically. He left them for a while, perhaps to see if His instruction was still with them in their minds. Would it still guide them, knowing that without Him to guide them in the heart and the mind, they could do nothing, as God had to let them learn a lesson very clearly. You know, brethren, we cannot let anything change our minds or distract us from the simplicity that exists in God's Word. It was very simple. Obey, you will live. You don't obey, you will die. All in God's time frame. Though we could disobey. If we fall into a trap of misinformation that we could allow to enter into our mind, unless we follow God's teachings, we could be deceived, and one time we were. And sometimes we could be deceived again if we're not seeking God. Now, for Adam and Eve, This information should have been easy to follow. To follow what they had been taught for their own good. They had the best opportunity to build the character that was needed right then, right there. And what will be needed in the kingdom of God, the character to obey God. For brethren, godly character is doing and thinking as God would, especially when He's not there physically, or when for us, when no one else is around to see what you are doing. But in time, Adam and Eve believed a lie from a source who hated and hates God. And when they believed a lie, as they were told not to, stay away from God and drift from God, they did get distracted. How many times, brethren, have you been in that position where no one was around you, nearby? Perhaps you took a deeper peek into that computer to see what is really on there. Perhaps you took that extra drink that you didn't need, and you become distracted. Perhaps people say the right righteous phrases that they want people to hear up from them and sounds good. But people have been known to warm seats and wander off to somewhere else while the message is given. And on could go, become distracted by your own self. How much of that earnest down payment or God set mind, His mindset, how much of that do we even try to use, brother? Or does it at times, if we let instinct or the natural man take over? That guy passed me, oh, I want to give him the finger, but you don't. But the thought was there. So, brethren, with a little literary license that I've taken in that Garden of Eden, we come to understand what our Father and our Savior have set before us. And in His time, to all His children, and with the power of God's mindset or His Spirit, that we allow to work in us, God will give man what we truly desire, immortality. With the ability, brethren, to handle immortality as God sees fit and as God does. He's got to know that we will. But we'll have His help. Do you always have that outgoing concern for someone else and for others? Do we let His way live in us on the basis of love? For God is love. And yet God offers, He offers us to grow in His knowledge, to think a way, brethren, that is so foreign from us naturally. If you choose to let it be so, it can go either way. It is your choice. For though Adam knew better, he chose to go or reason as he wanted to. For in reality, Adam was not deceived. He remembered what God said. And so, being somewhat deceived, or rather naive, as Eve was, or not being deceived, as Adam was, man will do and think what seems right to them. And unless man lets God, through his mindset or his spirit, work in him, they will ultimately face, brethren, a final death. Now, this is over time. For God will not change His truth for you. Brethren, does God's truth, do we believe it doesn't change? It's never changed. His truth has never changed. But God's church, therefore, is based on the truth of God, which will not change, of which our Savior, Jesus Christ, is the head of. Christ leads His church. He knows what He is doing. And He knows how to lead, and when to lead in certain directions, brethren, we may not be used to, or ways we have not grown accustomed to. Sometimes we can call it change. For the many physical aspects of God's work, the physical aspects have changed over time and will continue to change. But God's truth will not change. And so, brethren, we may not know the future of this work. We may not know entirely how that's going to happen. But we do know who holds that future. Truth is truth. God's love is still God's love, for He cares for us. And in His godly time, as we stay obedient to Him and surrender our wills to Him, He promises to give each one of us what He promised to others so long ago. Immortality. In that world and that dimension that will be without end. For as God leads His church, faces of people, of course, may change. Ways of getting the truth out may change. Administrations may change. We may become hindered in getting this message and this truth out as time goes on. But God says to all of us through Paul, when Paul said, "You follow me as I follow God." Just as Ruth said to her mother-in-law at that time, Naomi, we are to have the same approach. I will go wherever you go, Father. I will go even when we may not understand the whys and the hows and what ofs of God, of following God. For brethren, you here today know the truth of God through God's mindset or His Spirit. And the truth does make you free, brethren, to not allow yourself to be deceived or distracted from the way of God. God will work out His plan in His decency and in His order and in His time frame. For His church, brethren, for His work, and for His children. Though we may not see or understand everything clearly. Will there come a time when you have had enough and you just give up this particular way because God may not answer your why, your when, your how in your life completely? We need to continue to do your part, especially to our human church leaders, who through God's guidance, brethren, continue on with the work at hand. Let us encourage these leaders as we have received it in the same way, encouraging. Now listen to this. You've heard it before. We do all this till we all reach a unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. And we all become mature, attaining or reaching to the full measure of the perfection that is found in Christ. Or other words, for God has already said, if you follow me and stay with me, you will become gods. For this is the way of God, brethren, that will not change.